Good morning and welcome to Daily Sabbath. This morning is our final Daily Sabbath of the semester, and so it's good to be together for this final service. We'll be singing the morning praise liturgy out of the blue book, straight through with one exception. G sharp will be singing an anthem for us in place of the gospel canticle. We want to acknowledge and thank all of the musicians that are here leading worship for us this morning. We've got the G choir, G sharp, the chapel brass, the symphonic ringers, and Chad Winterfeld on the organ. So thanks to all of those musicians for their leadership, not only today, but also throughout our whole year. Let us begin.
And we shall be with you. Let us pray. With the rising of the sun, life rises again within us, O God. In the dawning of the morning light, you lead us from the mists of the night into the clarity of the day. In the new light of this day, bring us to a clearer knowing of the mystery that first bore us from the dark. Bring us to a clearer knowing of the love from which all life is born. This is our prayer. We trust it is your desire. Amen.
A reading from Psalms. Hallelujah. Praise, O servants of God. Praise the name of the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Most High, from this time on and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Most High is to be praised. God is high above all nations, and God's glory above the heavens. Who is like God, our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? God raises those who are poor from the dust and lifts those who are needy from the ash heap to make them sit with royalty with the nobles of the people. God gives the childless woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Hallelujah. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thank you.
ministers with righteousness.
Let us pray. For the first showings of the morning light and for the emerging outline of the day, thanks be to you, O God. For earth's colors drawn forth by the sun, its brilliance piercing clouds of darkness and shimmering through leaves and flowering waters, thanks be to you, O God. Show to us this day, amidst life's dark streaks of wrong and suffering, the light that endures in every person. Dispel the confusion that clings close to our souls, that we may see with eyes washed by your grace, that we may see ourselves and all people with eyes cleansed by the freshness of the new day's light. This is our prayer. We trust it is your desire, O God. Amen. If I could have everyone please be seated for just one moment. As Chaplain Siri mentioned at the onset of our service this morning, this is our final daily Sabbath of the academic year, which means we simply want to thank you for this distinctive and increasingly countercultural movement that we call both protest and gift. A protest every day we come here in revolt against a world that wants to define us by our production and our consumption, and that demands more and more and more and more. And we protest against that here by building community, which we see as a gift to come together and to see people that we normally don't see during the course of their day, to remember what matters most and to remember who we truly are. So thank you for being here with us day after day, year after year. There's one particular person that I do want to mention this day. There's lots of people we want to thank, and there's one other than Jesus name that I want to bring up. This person has worked faithfully for nearly 20 years with the daily operations of the chaplain's office in this chapel. She understands vocation and service perhaps better than anyone else. Whether it's people that want to get married, or over the last couple years, even people planning to get buried, she is a gift. Please join me in thanking assistant to the chaplains, our friend and Kathy Shaloup. May we all go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God.